It's Saturday morning and time for Homesense. Now, here's your host, Mike Landry.
All right, guys, good morning. It's 9:05 Homesense right here on KPRC. A lot of people on the roads today, so we got plenty of listeners. And if you're sitting at home and you're not sitting in the car or you don't have your stereo blaring, you can find us. You can stream us live at kprcradio.com. Just click on Listen Live and you're there, baby. I'm about to tell you the only way to buy a custom house. We got Jesse in with Del Cielo Custom Homes, and we can accredit him for being innovative and evolving the design build industry to the point of architecture on the verge of committing suicide.
It's a little extreme, but I'll run with it.
Dude, let me tell you something. You wake up and find out that the drawings are free. The 3Ds are done in the first meeting. I mean, so let me get this straight. You're charging me $24,000 and something that can be done in like 3 hours? Are you kidding me? Do you get that a lot, Jesse?
Well, in the first meeting, they're like, what? Our first meeting is free? We're like, yes. We're just going through the design. And beyond that, of course, we have a little fee. But, you know, the first meeting is free, and we meet with them, and we work on that design and get the whole thing laid out in about 2 hours.
Right. But the key to what you guys have done is exactly what homeowners try to get out of every architect and builder, which is, can you just draw it? And say, put it in 3D, give me photorealistic environments for me to look at so I can decide whether I like your design or not. So you guys have accomplished that in the first meeting, and it doesn't cost them a penny. And you're giving them a budget to go with it.
Exactly. So the first thing everyone wants to know is, well, how much will it cost? But also, what do I want, and how do I look at that? So customers need to see it. And by us putting into 3D right there in the first meeting, Aaron will sit there and actually move the walls, create the kitchen, give you the images. You actually walk through the house and you see it. Meanwhile, I can be making a budget based on what I see. We've done this enough. We're pretty quick at it. But, you know, it's one thing we talked about before. It's not cartoonish looking images. These are
almost lifelike. No, these are photorealistic looking.
I mean, some of Aaron's images, when I look at them, I ask him, is that a real house that you've already built, or is that a rendering that you've done with the computer? It's not a computer rendering.
Well, what makes him so fast, which is so fascinating, because we've got a bunch of guys in the studio right now, and they're sitting there watching him. He's been in here for like 30 minutes. He's drawn an entire house. These guys are going, wow. So by
like
the time the show
is
over, he was a game designer. I mean, those video games, you produced a lot of those video games, so you got really fast at drawing environments.
Oh, yeah, and it helps with the creativity. I mean, you have to really think on the fly. Things happen really fast. I mean, same goes with architecture. You know, you have to be really creative. You have to be able to think, talk, and do all at the same time.
Now, what impression, and this is something that people just, I don't think they get their heads wrapped around the conversation. I want to make sure that we're articulating this in a way that they can truly understand. You know, there's all these kitchen design studios have these 2020 3D softwares, and it looks cartoony and boxy, and it gives you a perspective of 3D, but it doesn't give you lifelike images. And I'm telling you, if you go to 3dhomedesigns.com and go to the gallery and look at the images, you won't be able to tell whether that's a picture of a real bathroom or whether it's something this guy's created. It is absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, the main difference that gives it that realistic look is a lot of those are actually real textures. I've gone to showrooms, I've been in houses, I'll take pictures of different things and then create textures to match that. So you're not just looking at, oh, this is a marble. No, you're looking at, this is a Calcutta marble. This is a Saturnio Grigio. This is, you know, different actual styles that you're seeing.
I'm a builder. I don't even know those names. You must be taking pictures of them.
Well, you know, like when you get to kitchens, Aaron's got a portfolio of, say, a Thermador range. So you see the real Thermador, that's how it makes it look so realistic, that it is a real image of a Thermador, but it's put into his graphical display.
Yeah.
So it really does. It looks so lifelike.
You know, the industry create these little adjuncts, like AutoCAD's got this 3D module that they can plug in, right? So a leap for these architectural firms is to stop what they're doing and something that they've become comfortable drawing in and change an entire platform from, okay, we're going to drop AutoCAD and we're going to go to this new software, right? That's like reinventing the boat to go skiing, right? they're not going to do that. Most people are not going to do that. And Aaron's capable. You've got to have the computing power. You've got to have the ability to, he's coming at it from the other side of the fence. You know, you've created complete worlds in on the fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which it takes a lot of programming. And one thing you find, this is the part that we were laughing about this morning. Architects and home designers never had to talk about the fixtures. They don't talk about what fixture you're going to have and whether it's going to be an 8-inch spread and what color it's going to be and how tall. And there's about a billion options out there right now. And for you to create that environment, you have to talk about those things.
Oh, you have to know. You have to know exactly what's going in there. Otherwise, you know, what are you putting in?
Yeah, there's no finish.
Yeah.
There's no product, right? So this is taking them way outside of their box, right? Because they weren't getting paid to talk about that before.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about the hypothetical environment and the surface, you know, oh, well, we'll do some chrome fixtures. We'll throw some a splash of gold over here and we'll do some marble showers, blah, 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 blah. It's just words.
Well, I mean, we get very specific questions, too, from clients during these meetings. You know, I want to see this exact Sherwin-Williams paint color on my wall. Sure, I have it in my computer. I can put that in there right there. You know, this first meeting, sometimes we are getting hyper detailed that things that probably wouldn't even be decided until after the contract signed for other people.
Wow. The way building works, it probably wouldn't be decided until after your hardware is ready to go in.
Exactly.
Well, I work with designers, so they basically do specify all that stuff up front. But in most cases, it's just one of this kind of this living, breathing thing that, oh, well, it's time to make this decision. Let's do this. You know, it's a very expensive way to build. But one of the two most critical things, okay, in all my experience, people want to know exactly how much it's going to cost, which I can't tell them because until we pick all this crap out, there's no way to give them a number, right? You're establishing an environment with a basis so they can see it and relate to it, and there are product names that you're giving them. It may not be what they choose, but the budget that Jesse's putting together is consistent with the project, right? So, and in custom homes, it's probably the one of the most ambiguous conversations you're going to have off a set of plans. But now you're creating the environment where they can see it finished. So their expectation levels, they're participating in a conversation.
No, everyone's on the same playing field at that point. You know, the builder knows what it's going to be. The homeowner knows what it's going to be. Everybody does.
So let me ask you this, Jesse. Reaction from the people that decide to move forward. I know they're shocked after the first meeting. They do not anticipate. They may hear us talking about this, but I don't think they realize that that's actually what they're going to experience. Do you get the shock factor?
Oh, definitely. We were in a meeting last week. I told a guy what we would do. We'd come in, we'd redesign it, and this is for a major remodel. So we quickly shot the points in his house, put his house in the system, and right then and there, we designed everything out, and now we walked out of there with a whole new redesign of the entire house using the same footprint. But that was an example. He could see it. Then he showed it to his wife, and she couldn't believe that we did that afternoon in his house, because she got home from work, and there's a house plan with images, with the 3D view. She's doing a virtual tour of the house. Now she has a chance to make her changes, too. So we do that quickly, and now she has her version of the house. But the reaction is, we couldn't believe you could do it so fast. We're used to things taking so long.
No, because plans, I'm telling you right now, and I learned this from lawyers, okay? if you went, this is something that I used to room with some younger lawyers, right? This was back when I was in my 20s and we were out clubbing and all that stuff. And so this guy comes in and he was all distressed and he had like four boxes of stuff. And the guy put down $20,000 and it's something that I guess the attorney said he could remedy this in about a week. And so about 2 months later, I said, hey, how's that guy's deal doing? He says, well, it's, you know, we really haven't gotten into it yet. We're probably going to do that next month. I said, well, why'd you wait so long? He goes, well, if we'd solve his situation in 10 minutes, do you think he'd want to pay me $20,000? I said, well, that's a good question. I don't know. I think my question would be, what's it worth if he does, you know, what is it going to cost him if he doesn't fight it? But, I mean, it goes to the psychology of what things cost, right? If you can draw an entire house for me, in 3 hours, why does it take 3 months for somebody that doesn't even provide finishes? I mean, and so it's got to go to valuation. Now, you're not giving away your architectural plans for free,
no.
But the bottom line is, it's the one thing every homeowner wants me to do. Build it and let me look at it, and I'll tell you if I like it. Well, you guys are delivering that.
One difference with the lawyer analogy is that in building, the goal is to keep somebody engaged. You know, you want to keep the clients engaged, you want to keep them happy, and you want to keep the ball rolling. If you're waiting 3-4 weeks for each set of revisions, each set of changes, you know, people lose that excitement. You know, people want to stay excited, people want to stay engaged, and they want to be happy about everything that's happening. And if you keep the ball moving forward, you know, people show their excitement.
Jesse, now you're an engineer by education.
Correct.
And he was talking about something before you came in this morning where the homeowner had spent a bunch of money on some 2D plans that were, you know, drawings, mm-hmm. typical architectural drawings. And when you guys put the drawings in his software and extruded it, the roof didn't work. The drawing could not be built,
and that homeowner would not have known that until you're out there framing it. Then you realize, oh, that can't be done. So in that instance, there was a guy in Bel Air. We digitized the plans he had, those 2D plans. It took him quite a while to get to that point with that particular architect. So we digitized the entire thing, and then we let him walk through his house virtually. And we started making cosmetic changes, moving some walls. But then, of course, you mentioned the roof design. Things like that, he did not have a clue what that was going to be until it was built. Even then, he probably would have been confused with the framer, what's going on there. But this definitely eliminated some problems that could have happened with his project. And now he's decided we'll make some more changes because now he sees it. He can feel it.
Well, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of builders that look at 2D plans and they're flipping from one page to the other trying to visualize what this 3D atmosphere is going to look like, and it doesn't process, right? So I'm sure that process empowers these buyers to be able to control their vision. And after our last show, I went on the internet because I was wondering exactly how these home designers and architects are you know, selling their services now. And almost all of them, you're not seeing 3D plans on their, or 2D plans on their front pages like you used to. Now they're showing all these photorealistic environments. I'm telling you right now that I don't think they're doing that as a standard. And I think if you ask the price for them to do that level of detail, it would be double the cost. It would be astronomical because now they're having to get into the specs. You know, like an architect would do in a commercial building where they're specifying the paint, the countertops, the floors, that's a whole nother level of obligation that they've been able to avoid for a long time. And you guys are forcing the issue.
You know, forcing the issue now eliminates those two dirty words I call it, change orders. We want to eliminate or reduce the amount of change orders in this process because once you have a budget, for instance, you have a construction loan, you're moving forward, there is no going back to the bank and saying, oh, I need some more money because I decided to do this or that. No, you get that money and that is it.
I challenge any home buyer, if you guys are going to build a custom home, and they'll build in the Woodlands, they'll build inside. You do a lot of work inside the loop.
A lot of inner loop, gallery area, yeah. Tanglewood.
But they're happy to go for a custom home. They will go wherever you guys need within reason. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. If you meet with these guys, I will guarantee you this. You won't be hiring anybody else because they have created a paradigm shift in this industry and an expectation level that cannot be matched by conventional builders. I don't care how long they've been building. I mean, Jesse's long in the tooth as a builder. He's also an engineer. You can't really beat his knowledge or his capabilities. The realtors are just all over this. I mean, I've had several realtors from Martha Turner, which is probably one of the top, if not the top, real estate firm in Houston, and they are gloating to their clients as to the performance and the results that you guys produce. Find them online at 3dhomedesigns.com. 3dhomedesigns.com. Go to the gallery and look at the pictures, and you tell me, is it Memorex or is it real? Stay tuned.
And now, back to HomeSense with Mike Landry.
All right, guys, we're back. It's 9:52 HomeSense right here on KPRC. Appreciate you guys listening. I know it's a nasty little day, but hey, we're brightening it up.
Hey, we're here.
All right, we're talking with Jesse with Del Cielo Custom Homes, and we're talking with Aaron with 3D Home Designs. You can find them online at 3DHomeDesigns.com. And I'm going to tell you this. First meeting, you need to listen to what I'm saying. Let's say you have a lot. Let's say you don't have a lot, and you're ready to design and build a custom home. You want to know how much it's going to cost. You want to know what it's going to look like. You want to be able to walk through that house that is in your head. This can all be accomplished in the first meeting that won't cost you a penny. This is how these guys will earn your business. And I'm going to tell you this, once they do that, there's nobody left to talk to because they have evolved this industry to empower you with the very things that you're asking for to make informed decisions. Okay? Maybe they draw the house that's in your head and you don't like it. Well, maybe they're not the right people for you, but they will be the only people not asking you for fat checks on the basis that they can do what's in your head. That's the only guys in this game right now that are offering that service, okay? So you can talk to all the architects, you can talk to all the home designers, you can talk to every builder. You will not find anybody else offering this, okay? With a budget that they will live with, which is, again, wow.
Yeah, let's say you're looking for a lot. You don't have a lot yet, but you know you're looking in a certain neighborhood or certain sets of neighborhoods. We can quickly pull up the county plats and do some real quick homework on the setbacks for those lots. So, what's the available footprint for that typical lot in that neighborhood? And then from there, we can go ahead and design the house. And if you find a different lot where the setbacks are different or larger or smaller, we can adjust it then. But we don't have to have the lot bought or known or anything but beforehand. But as long as you know kind of a general footprint of the size of the house that you can make, then we can do that.
You know, Heath was going to be on with us with Ultra Mechanical, and he was making this point. He's been around a long time. And, you know, he said, if you were rich, you know, these architects, you obviously you're spending a ton of money for this architect to draw your house. Well, what they did to give you that 3D perspective of what the house would look like is if you were spending an insane amount of money is that they would have, an intern or somebody build that house out a little, you know, in a quarter scale where you could take the roof off and you could see inside there. You know, it's still not as dynamic as what you're looking at in computer environments now, but that was the way that they could create a three-dimensional atmosphere so that you could kind of relate to what's been drawn. You know, let me ask you this. When you guys are talking to these people, you have to be asking them in your meetings, you know, have you guys talked to any other architects or home designers? Have you talked to any other builders?
Oh, exactly. I've had one guy, they talked to about 10 builders. And they said we were the only ones that walked up with laptops in hand and said, we'll design it right now.
Well, of course.
And they're like, huh? You mean right now? I said, yeah, right now. We have our laptops, have our screen. Let's plug it in, and we'll design this thing out, make you a budget, then see if that's something you're comfortable with going with. And no other architect or builder walked in and did that. They were saying, we'll meet in 2 weeks. We'll get some ideas. Then we'll come back to you in 2 more weeks for our first draft. Well, in over a month's time.
It's not going to be 2 weeks, bro.
Right.
I'm telling you right now. It ain't going to
be
3 weeks.
Four, but yeah.
You're looking at
time,
maybe,
a lot can change.
You know, in the next, say, 4 or 5 weeks, we'll get back to you with an elevation and a concept floor plan, and we'll have a big two-hour meeting, and we'll see you in another month, So it's mind-boggling. When you see what we're talking about, go to 3DHomeDesigns.com, 3DHomeDesigns.com. Look at the gallery. Go through the photo gallery. I'm telling you, you will be shocked at what kind of reality we're talking about here. And it also gives you, the consumer, a basis of performance, what to expect. You know as this house is being built what you're seeing and how it's going to be built and how it's going to be finished. So you're participating. It's not like you're waiting on the edge, waiting for the – you don't know three-quarters of what's happening until somebody puts a piece of tile down or something so you could be in judgment, right? You know what's going to happen.
Well, I hear it all the time. It's kind of like having your own personal HGTV show. You know, a lot of people get in there, and you know how HGTV, it happens so fast. They skip half the, you know, half of everything. Well, that's, I mean, the beginning's pretty much the same. We go in, we sit down, we do all the designs. You know, you get your budget. It happens quick.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if they actually did those things the way they were supposed to, they would cut out that front and the back, the start and the finish, and they'd show the middle because that's where the meat is.
Oh, yeah.
Plumber didn't show up. Guy showed up drunk. he started the
Permits
line.
Late.
He started laying the tile the wrong way and off-center to the front door. We have to rip it out and start over. That's what they ought to be watching on television.
Yeah, yeah, I can make a reality show how it really goes on, but it probably wouldn't be a big hit.
No, people love other people's misery, dude. It would be a huge hit. You just wouldn't be able to build anymore.
Exactly.
So what are some of the styles and trends that people are – what's – I mean, we went through this big Tuscan phase. We went through this big Mediterranean phase. What's the phase now?
That's a tough one because, you know, the phase, it's basically whatever the client's wanting now. I'm seeing a lot more people have more individuality when they're designing. You know, it's not necessarily I'm going to design for resale as much. I mean, people still have to keep that in mind, but a lot of it is what do you want? What are your styles? There's so many options out there by going to House, Pinterest, and things like that. You're no longer limited to what you're seeing in magazines. You're limited to basically what's in the world. So people kind of take elements, pick and choose from what they want, and just go from there.
All right, find them online at 3dhomedesigns.com, 3dhomedesigns.com. We're talking with Jesse with Del Cielo Custom Homes. You can find him inside the loop. You can find him up in the Woodlands, out in Sugar Land. You know, they're probably 4,000 square foot plus home builders. You're not, you know, they're not doing small stuff. But I'll tell you this, they're the only builders doing this. And I encourage you to go take a look at those pictures. And when you do, then you're going to believe, like I believe, that they are really the only guys you need to be talking to. Find them online, 3dhomedesigns.com. Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to round to a break, guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, top of the hour, HomeSense, right here, KBRC.